Hello, everybody. This is Kevin Larson. Thank you for taking the time to join us today on the New Earth Podcast. We have a really great, great subject we're going to talk about today with a couple of really great people that I think you're going to know right away. So sit tight and give us a listen and maybe even grab a pen and a piece of paper, because we're going to talk about some exciting things we just got back from New Earth University, and we have a lot to share today. So let's get ready for the New Earth Podcast. Here we go, everybody, the New Earth Podcast. As we get started today, let me introduce to you my guests on today's podcast. I'm really excited to have them joining me, and that is, of course, none other than Bilal Rukhnuddin, New Earth CEO, and Jerry Anderson, President of New Earth. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thank you very much for having us
on your podcast. Doing great. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, really excited about it, and I'm excited to talk about our topic today. So, we both just got back, Bilal, you and I, from New Earth University, and we missed you, Jerry. It was an awful lot of fun, but I know you followed us the whole time as we were out there on social media, and I am excited to talk about what we walked away from at New Earth University, but I wanted to talk about something specific, and that is this brand new manner in which people can build the business and really challenge other people to do better with their lives. And that is, of course, the dare to be wild. So here we are for a lot of us on day three, and let's just check in from the top. So how's your dare going, Bilal?
Oh, so far it's been so good. Of course, you know, when you're traveling a little bit, it's always hard to stay on point just with the availability and everything. So it started a little slow on over the weekend in D.C. or outside of D.C. But since I'm back, it's been very good getting my movement in, watching what I'm eating, and of course, most importantly, nourishing myself with good water and great New Earth products. So far, so good. And the amazing thing is, and let me know if you guys have the same reaction. It's only been 3 days, but I already feel so much better, and it's kind of exciting that way to see what will come out of 90 days of doing this dare.
Yeah, very, very exciting, definitely. Now, Jerry, how about you? I know you weren't there on the ground, but I know you're taking the dare, so talk to us. How's it been going on your third day so far?
Yeah, you know, it's going really good. Like Bilal said, feeling a whole lot better. I'm cutting out those processed foods, those refined foods, trying to eat really good, healthy, wild, natural, organic superfoods and raw foods, and moving more. Got an opportunity over the weekend, especially to get some exercise in and drink lots of water. So feeling really good about it, and really looking forward to taking this, taking my health regime to a new level. I've really have an interest in health and nutrition personally, and so just really excited about this.
Yeah, me too. Me personally, today was the tough day for me, right? I'm back home, all the travel is over, and as I woke up this morning, I realized as I went downstairs and started preparing for the day and getting ready to eat that I was not on a standard diet, so I was not going to get anything that came out of a box. And so it was exciting because it kind of forced me out of my comfort zone. And I like that. I think that's a healthy thing, to get forced out of your comfort zone and really to take this dare seriously. So I have done so. I've been successful so far. I cut all of the fake foods out of everything I've eaten today and will continue to do so. I've been drinking more and walking more. And honestly, I feel like Bilal, a little bit like you said, like there are definitely changes on the way, which is fantastic. So I've seen on social media, a lot of you folks out there that are listening to the podcast, you've done the same. You have decided to, you know, get rid of these fake synthetic foods in your diet and drink more and move more and add New Earth, I mean, perhaps the most important step, add really high quality, whole wild foods to your daily routine. And, you know, if New Earth foods were effective previously, they're much more effective now. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, you know, we've been kind of fortunate or spoiled, so to say, that we've been taking our New Earth wild superfoods for a long time and taking quite a bit of it. And so it's always exciting. But just those couple of elements of making sure that I'm hydrated properly and increasing my daily movement, and most importantly, cutting the processed food or the refined foods, is definitely, I'm noticing in 3 short days, the potency increasing of my wild superfoods.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. So take it from the top. We are definitely on the dare with you. I would encourage you to keep going. And don't just keep going. Put it on social media. Put it out there. You remember how powerful of a moment that was when all of us, you know, made this movement on social media, online. We attracted a lot of attention. And we were surprised at how quickly other people started to join in. People that weren't even present. So I would challenge you to continue to do that same behavior. Don't lay off the dare. Stick with it and let the dare move people to a better platform for health. So I wanted to take a moment and just ask as we dive into, we're going to come back to the topic of the dare, but Bilal, what were your thoughts on New Earth University in Washington, D.C. this last weekend?
Oh, very excited. It's always wonderful and exciting to meet with each of you and have a face-to-face interaction and learn from each other and come together as entrepreneurs, as visionary entrepreneurs on a shared mission of changing the world. And you really feel excited and powerful. But specifically, I think the New Earth University in D.C. that just took place this last weekend was extremely beneficial in terms of just, you know, everybody was in sync, everybody was excited about the dare, everybody was working together, learning from each other, the speakers were great, the topics were great, the community, the sense of community, the sense of vision, the sense of mission. It was really empowering to be around such a high energy. You know, taking a quote from what one of our speakers, Earl Mann, said, you know, it really made me feel magnetized and more attracted to, you know, increasing the energy within myself to be more attractive. And I saw the results right away, you know, even just on the plane on the way back. Like, usually I'm a pretty quiet traveler. I kind of sit in my seat, you know, get my book out or get my iPad or work and say hello to maybe the person sitting next to me and kind of just, you know, a quick, you know, greeting, and then we're done and we're kind of in our own flight and kind of taking a rest or reading or something like that or answering some emails. But just like 5 or 4 people that were all around me, they all kept in, you know, engaging me in conversations, and some of them ended up being very deep. So, and I know that was a net result of being that, opening myself up to the possibilities of being cognizant and purposeful with every interaction and feeding off the vibe of the New Earth University. So that was very powerful.
Yeah, really powerful. Now, Jerry, you got to watch this. We missed you, and we told the folks that you were back home helping us out with our organic certifications so that we can continue to sell the best products in really the world. So tell us a little bit about what it was like to experience New Earth University from seeing the social media and seeing everything that was coming out of it.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, I missed being there so much and missed seeing everybody. And but I could really, I could feel that energy just coming through. I was watching the live streams as best I could on Friday, and I watched them on Saturday. And seeing all the video posts for DARE, I could just feel the energy, and it felt really cool. It felt like I could, I was almost there. But I saw a lot of new faces, and so I was wishing I was there. wishing I could meet those folks for the first time. And but as you said, I had to be in the office, had some business visitors, and had some certification stuff to take care of. So I'll definitely be there next time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're going to see a lot of those new faces with us in Las Vegas. So please, everybody, you heard it from Jerry. It is compelling stuff. When you miss it, after you've been there, you definitely want to get back. So simple challenge. Sign up for the New Earth University in Las Vegas. It is going to be an awful lot of fun. And not only that, but we're going to continue to find new and interesting ways to build the business. If you want to be part of that momentum, a real shift in the industry, you got to be there. You got to be there. So sign up for New Earth University coming up in Las Vegas in March. I'm really excited about that.
New Earth University is coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Join us March 10th, 11th, and 12th. Attendees will learn action steps that will help them to build their New Earth business. Reserve your seat at www.newearth.com/events today. Early bird pricing is available for a limited time.
So, let's jump back to the dare now, shall we? One of the things that we talked about in this push for, you know, dare to be wild was to change specifically the things that we are putting into our bodies. And I know, Jerry, that you couldn't be there, but I know that as a scientist, this is a big deal to you. And it's actually sort of how you already live. You're very careful about the foods that you put in your body. Tell us, you know, why that is and how your knowledge of science and what's in these foods affects that.
Yeah, you know, I've always had an interest since I started college years ago in just good healthy foods. And so I've always had this natural interest in fitness and in health that's followed me throughout my entire life. And so it's been great. This dare has just been really fantastic. Been exciting to watch. And so I do have a science degree and worked as a scientist in the past. And so I do have some information, some knowledge about these foods. And so for me, it's just so important to have foods and provide them and produce them and make them available that are very natural and that are very well taken care of. So they're very potent products, and we spend all this time and money testing these products to make sure that if the certificate analysis says it's got XYZ in it, that we make sure it does have XYZ in it. It's because, you know, as you guys saw, you know, Susan Burkow at the NEU, if you're eating foods that are just basically empty calories, there's nothing there but a whole lot of calories. It's just refined sugars and very simple carbohydrates. It's just not good for you, and it's not good for your health, and it's not good for the health of America. And when you eat these foods as nature intended them to be, with all of their natural vitality in it, and all the nutrients and the cofactors, they're already there. It really makes an impact, I think, on your health and your life.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people recently. I have someone locally that uses New Earth products. And interestingly, they still conduct a different sort of diet. Let's just say the standard American diet, you know, going and eating out, sometimes eating at fast food. But for the most part, everything in and out of their house is a processed food. What I found was that was so compelling with that is when you are not taking the dare and you're not erasing these fake foods from your diet, New Earth is still successful. It can still provide a lot of the benefit that people are looking for. But man, when you do both at the same time and you throw in their movement and increased water intake, it just takes it to an entirely different level. So, Jerry, back to you. What would you say to folks that maybe they're shy about taking the dare? Maybe they don't know if they're going to be able to complete it because, you know, it is a daunting task. It changes your natural environment. How would you recommend they take that first step.
Yeah, I think it's an individual choice. And I think if you can do anything, you don't, I'm very far from perfect in my health regime. But when I do, I've noticed very much that when I take the supplements, even though everything else might not be so good, when I take the newer supplements, I feel so much better during the day and I sleep better at night. But just do what works for you. And just even if it's a baby step, just give it a try. And for others, you know, it might work better for you to just, you know, go all in. And I know that works for me sometimes, just cold turkey it and go all in and see how you feel. And I think you're going to just do whatever works for you. And I think you're going to really feel the difference.
Now, Bilal, you've done something similar. You tend to go all in on things like this. And you already have a relatively good diet as well, but what would you recommend to the folks out there that maybe are thinking, boy, that's a lot to tackle?
I definitely agree with what Jerry just said. You know, you gotta know who you are and what works for yourself. For some people, as Jerry said, they're successful in going cold turkey and just diving, you know, head first and going at it 100%. And for others, it's very overwhelming and daunting. Two things I would recommend. One is definitely take advantage of the community that's gathering as part of this dare, as part of this dare to be wild. And it's really encouraging to see people already in 2 or 3 days of them commit to the dare. Seeing what they're eating, seeing how they're working out, seeing what they've been doing on a daily basis, it just really motivates you to stay on task. And the second piece of advice is, if you do slip up, and whatever that slip up is for you, it's okay. Just continue doing the best you can moving forward. Don't dwell too long on the misstep, if you will. And just continue using the community as a motivation, utilizing the people around you as a motivation. And that personally is what worked for me, is when I took the dare and I came home, and of course on Facebook live streaming throughout the event. And so she and my 6-year-old son, they're holding me to it. Yesterday we were thinking of doing something and Adam's like, "Dad, you can't do it," and we can't do it. So it's really nice having that support system and support around you, not only with the online community, but also within your own home. And that's what's really been exciting.
Yeah, to see
how even a 6-year-old's son, you know, 6-year-old boy is getting very excited about this dare.
I actually had something very similar. So this morning upon waking, you know, I got back late last night and my wife said, "So I saw your video." And it's great because it's a way to keep yourself accountable, and it actually can be fun. The other thing that I've found is using New Earth products consistently has actually given me more physical courage to go ahead and push for cold turkey, you know? And I completely agree with you guys. If you mess up or if you misstep, just get right back on it. But I have been surprised at how, if I let it, using the New Earth products has actually pushed me to want to seek out other healthier things. And then, like you mentioned, Bilal, I think that's a great point. You know, get into the community. So if you're wondering where that community is, that is facebook.com, and go to the Dare to Be Wild. Dare to Be Wild public group. You will see the Dare to Be Wild from New Earth up there at the top. And it's a fantastic page. In fact, we've seen a lot of people post their stories up there. You'll see a lot of Ed Simmons, just 5 hours ago, Ed Simmons already got home and he's challenging some of his friends. In fact, he challenged Pastor Kearney McKinnon, Kincannon, sorry, Joe Robinson, and Mary Todd Haley Gray. Isn't that fantastic? So we're going to see 4 more people after Ed Simmons to get on this Dare to Be Wild. It just keeps spreading out as people challenge themselves to dare to do something different. And I love that term, dare. I really have high hopes for that term, dare, and New Earth. I hope we become known as the company that has the dare. because I think it really represents a great opportunity for people to succeed in really a lot of their hopes and dreams, particularly with New Earth. We are better able to share a lifestyle with other people if we are engaged in that lifestyle ourselves. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, during this DARE. Bilal, you've given us the opportunity during this program to make it fun and to make it exciting. Tell the folks a little bit about what you mean by that and maybe some of the things that we're going to be doing in that online social community to keep people motivated and to highlight some great stories.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I think that's the key element, you know, Kevin, as we all talk about it. If something is fun, it's a higher probability someone being committed to it. And that's what we really want to be encouraged and engaged with this Dare to Be Wild community on Facebook specifically. And so we encourage each and every one of you, sharing your stories, sharing your pictures, daring your friends, and continually communicating with our entire community about how this DARE is affecting you and changing your life for the better and the impact you can create. And we as a company are going to do whatever we can do to make it fun. There's going to be a lot of prizes. There's going to be a lot of fun, cool stuff being sent your way. There'll be random drawings that'll take place. Of course, everybody that completes a challenge is going to get a really cool shirt. And in addition to potentially being in a drawing for another great grand prize. So we definitely are going to also increase in terms of content. We're going to throw inspirational stories up there, inspirational quotes, recipes, different cool ideas of how to integrate New Earth superfoods into your daily regime. So we're going to be making it as engaged and as fun as we can. And we encourage you to continue, you know, watching out, and you know, definitely there'll be a lot of prizes and a lot of giveaways, and I can't wait for the first one to happen here soon.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited about it. In fact, one of the stories that I wanted to highlight just on the podcast here is Eileen White. This is not too long ago. She said, "Dare to be wild is definitely about choices. Despite the 5.5-hour drive back to Connecticut, thank you, Eileen, for your dedication there. I was able to get 15,540 steps in today." So, and then she sent us a picture from her brilliant walk. I mean, that's interesting. That's exciting. I love hearing these stories. I expect over the next number of months, we'll all be sharing these stories, each of us, including myself and Bilal and Jerry. We're definitely going to be in this with you. So I know that at the end of this, the product of completing the DARE is to be a wild one. And I think that's the thing I'm most excited about, is if you can complete the DARE, if you can engage and do something different than everybody else is doing, then you really have a chance to have a moniker that a lot of other people don't have, and that is to be a wild one. So it reestablishes being counterculture, because when it comes to our food supply right now in America, being counterculture is a really good thing. I would dare you to be a wild one. I dare you to take up that mantle and to celebrate in some of the fun, joy, and surprises that we've got prepared for you during this DARE time period for 90 days. So what do you think the results are going to be, Jerry? If somebody cuts out processed foods, adds more water, adds more exercise, and uses New Earth every day, just off the top of your head, what are the results in 90 days? What does that look like?
Oh, you know, it's going to be fantastic. I think you're gonna look and feel so much better. It's just going to be really almost miraculous, I think. So for me, it's so rewarding to see the others, and it's so fun to see the posts and see people getting into this. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how many people we can impact, really spreading the word and improving the collective health of all of us and all of us in here in the United States.
Yeah, definitely. Now, remember, at the end of the day, folks, this is not just a fun program and enjoyable and entertaining and good for our bodies. It's also a business opportunity, right? It's the chance to do well while doing good. And so I like this idea of building a strong, capable customer base that is used to the products, loves the products, and engages with them on a daily basis. That is a business, a strong customer-based business that people really will want to duplicate. So, Bilal, if you take just a moment, talk to the folks a little bit about what that means to you, a customer-based business that people would really want to duplicate.
Definitely. You know, one of the things that we're very fortunate and are blessed with is the fact that our products, which are basically superfoods and they're actually food, they have a very profound impact in people's bodies. The challenge for us has always been to try and get people to consume them because they're food, to consume them for a specific period of time, whether at least 30 days or 60 days, 90 days, et cetera, et cetera. And what we have known to be true is that when someone consumes our product for more than 60 days, let's say, or 90 days, when it becomes an habitual part of someone's daily food regime, the benefits are amazing and outstanding. But more than that, they're committed to the products for a very long period of time because it is just like, you know, when someone gets used to eating salad or having kale at a regular time interval or beets or any one of these amazing natural foods, you know, the retention is very high. So number one is the business opportunity of building your customers in this the DARE environment. It gets people engaged and started and committed for a good enough period of time, a 90-day interval, where if they are truly doing it on a regular basis, the benefits that they themselves will see will ingrain them into these products for a long period of time. And that translates from a business perspective into a very profound, continuous, residual benefit for each of the associates that enroll customers, number one. Number two, it's also having a live, you know, resource of testimonial evidence of physical impact that you are helping create in this world, one individual at a time. And to see, like, nothing makes you feel better than to see you having a positive impact in someone's lives. So to be able to build a customer base that is truly profound, based on sound nutrition, based on amazing New Earth products that are wild, will definitely translate into a healthy business, a long-term, stable business that will continue to give you residual benefit and residual income for a long period of time. And that's what's exciting. It's where we're addressing the health concept as well, and we're also addressing the financial stress that many people you know, continuously face with in this current society and the current environment that we're living in.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about what you're up against, you know, that's essentially in one of the higher segments of doing the DARE, that would be like $5 a day. And I know that all of us know quite a few people who could reallocate $5 a day. Think about a value meal at a fast food restaurant. Right now, they're between $7 and $9. And for some folks, they're going through that line in their car with their family. That's a lot of money right down the tubes. It might fill a belly, but it doesn't fill a soul. It doesn't feed a human the way that we are meant to be fed. It's a risk-free trial. It's simply and guaranteed effective, right? You can invest in your health, and if it doesn't yield any return after 90 days, you can send it back. I mean, it's really that simple. So let's talk a little bit about how to really hit people up with this. We talked about the elevator speech at New Earth University. And I would challenge people to use this because it's going to be on the back of the shirt after they complete their Dare to Be Wild. But it's simply this. I've got a wild question for you. That's the introductory question to everybody. I've got a wild question for you. We're already seeding the content of what we're going to talk about into the question. if you can get comfortable with the dare and if you can find a way to complete it yourself, it just becomes a conversation about the benefits that this dare has given to you. And over a 90-day period, how it's truly revolutionized your life. You turn around and you share that with other people, and it's going to be a very, very persuasive argument for them to do the same, especially if you've taken it, you know, very seriously and made some pretty profound life changes. Of course, if you want to find out a little bit more about this and how that duplication can work, we have replicated websites for you folks. Dare2be wild.com/your business name. And Jerry, we spent a lot of time getting that particular replicated site up and ready to go, and it's quite beautiful. What are your thoughts about how people could use that to grow their business?
Yeah, Kevin, it is a, I think it's a very nice site, and it's very streamlined. Sorry about that. I was looking at the website, actually. But the website, I think, is very nice, and it's very streamlined, easy to get through. And so, you know, I think people can just simply share that website with other folks, and it allows them to look at it. It's a very clean, simple. You just go through it. A great video to watch. It does all the talking for you. They can take a look at that, and if they're interested, click on that, and it takes them to some great product options based on a short questionnaire that they fill out, just answering a few questions about where they're at with their health and fitness. You know, as far as, do they like to go walking, or do they have more of a rigorous regime, where maybe they do CrossFit or something. So, very simple website. Share it with folks, and I think you'll be really, really happy with what you're seeing.
Yeah, and I love that video, the way that page lays out. The video is fantastic. I love that first sentence. Human beings were not meant to eat from a bag, which is the truth. And yet, that's what an awful lot of us are doing. And I think this movement, this group here at New Earth, taking that Dare to Be Wild, will be able to transform a lot of other people, their choices, and how they see their future. Because if you can get your health in order, if you can get your what you're putting into your body to be more pure, then doesn't it stand to reason that what comes out of your body will also be more pure? The things you can do with your body would also be more pure. I'm really excited for everybody to really push this dare to its limits and stay active in social media. Keep pushing it to other people. Keep letting them know about your successes and keep moving forward in a really strong and progressive way. So thank you, everybody, for those that are taking the Dare to Be Wild. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories. Definitely join us on Facebook and join us in all of our social media. Definitely go to the New Earth Leaders Corner and share your stories and questions there as well. Make sure that your videos are constantly being updated and loaded so we can all share in your success and you can celebrate the success of others. So that is our podcast for today. I am really grateful, Bilal, Jerry, that you'd take the time to join us to talk about the Dare to Be Wild. And I wish you all the best and all the success in your individual dares, just as I know you have wished me success in mine.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Kevin. And thank you, Jerry. And thank you to each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. A lot of fun, and it's just beginning. We're really excited about the impact and the movement that's being created here. So thank you for being part of us as we move along in improving lives and changing lives one person at a time.
Yes, thanks, Kevin and Bilal. Thanks, guys. And thank you for listening to this podcast. And really looking forward to seeing this Dare to Be Wild spread and just having so many wild ones out there. So thank you to all.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I should ask someone to put Dare to Be Wild in our outro for the broadcast from now on. But really, really grateful, everybody. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast. We will talk to you again next 2 weeks.